WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something that's been buzzing in my brain lately. Positive thinking. Now, I know what you're thinking. Here comes Jake with another cheesy self-help spiel. Hold your horses. This isn't just about slapping on a fake smile and pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. We're going to uncover the real science behind positive thinking, how it actually rewires your brain for the better, and why it's more than just a fluffy concept. Trust me, this stuff matters, especially in today's world where stress levels are higher than ever. So, imagine this. You wake up every morning feeling like you're already behind, battling that nagging sense of dread. Ever felt like life is constantly throwing curveballs? You know that feeling when negativity seems to cling to you like a shadow? Well, it turns out there's a reason for that. Our brains are hardwired to focus on the negative. Think about it as an evolutionary survival mechanism. Back in the day, noticing threats was crucial, but today, not so much. We're constantly bombarded with negativity, news cycles, social media, even our own inner critic. But here's the kicker. We have the power to retrain those neural pathways. Positive thinking isn't about denying reality, it's about choosing how you respond to it. It's like flexing a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. And trust me, that strength can make a world of difference in your mental well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways from this dopamine declutter session. Number 1. Positive thinking isn't just about being happy all the time. It's about cultivating a more optimistic outlook, even in challenging situations. Think of it like wearing rose-colored glasses, not to deny the world's imperfections, but to see the good amidst them. Number 2. Your thoughts literally shape your reality. Ever heard the saying, "Thoughts become things"? It sounds cheesy, but neuroscience backs this up. When you consistently think positive thoughts, you create a more positive self-image, which leads to better decision-making, increased resilience, and even improved physical health. Number 3. Gratitude is your secret weapon. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be as simple as enjoying a cup of coffee, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or reconnecting with a loved one. Gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, creating a ripple effect of positivity. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we mess up sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember, learning and growth are part of the journey. And finally, number 5. Surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying, misery loves company? Well, happiness works too. Seek out relationships that uplift and inspire you. Avoid those energy vampires who constantly drain your spirit. Your social circle has a huge impact on your overall well-being. Think about this scenario. You have a big presentation at work coming up. Are you going to spend the next week stressing yourself out, imagining every possible disaster? Or are you going to visualize yourself confidently delivering a killer presentation, feeling the excitement of sharing your ideas? See, the power is in your hands. By choosing positive thoughts and focusing on your strengths, you can create a mindset that leads to success. It's like turning your internal dialogue from, "I can't do this," to "bring it on." Let's recap. Positive thinking isn't about living in a bubble of fantasy. It's about consciously choosing optimism and resilience. It's about rewiring your brain to see the good, embrace challenges, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing those positive affirmations. Take time for gratitude and surround yourself with positivity. You deserve to feel good, both inside and out. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the joy of dopamine decluttering together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.